So let's review. Zakh the Mishnah. Kedashti es biti, if someone claims to have married off his minor daughter. Or Kedashtiya vigerashtiya kashi ketana. He married her off and accepted her get while she was a minor. Vaharehi ketana neman. If she's still a minor, he's believed. At first, the Gemara explains that he's believed because biyodah, it's in his power to accept a kedushin right now. The Mishnah continues, Kedashtiya vigerashtiya kashi ketana vaharehi gedoyla enoy neman. If she's now an adult, he's no longer believed. Of course, labiyodeh. He no longer has the ability to marry her off. Similarly, the Mishnah concludes, Nishbis ufdesiha, the father claims she was captured and possibly violated and therefore forbidden to marry a kohen. Ben kishi ketana, ben shi gedayla ein neman. Even if she's still a minor, he's not believed because it's not biyodeh to give her this status. However, the Gemara asks, Nihid biyodeh lekadsha, biyodeh legarsha? It's not in his power to get her divorced. Additionally, Ilo Amar Haidulay Nicha Begava, may Matsi Mikadish Nahale Balkarche, he cannot marry her off unless someone agrees to marry her, and so this is also not biyodeh. Therefore, the Gemara explains that the Pasik is Biti Nesati Lish Hazet teaches us, Av Neman Lesser is Bitoy Min HaTorah. The father is believed to forbid his daughter. However, Benisu and Hemni Rachman Allah'av, the Torah only believed him regarding her marriage when she is a Katana or a Naira, which is what the Parsha there is referring to. However, if she is a begeris, an adult, or bishvuya, lohemne, regarding her being a captive, he's not believed. Zak the Mishnah, Misha ama bishas misasa yesh li banim, neman. A dying man who declares, I have sons, is believed, and his wife is pater from yibim. However, yesh li achim, ene neman. If he says, I have brothers, he's not believed to cause her to become chayiv in yibim. The Gemara points out, Neman lahatira ve'ina neman la'isra. Apparently, he's only believed to permit her and not to forbid her. This is apparently the opinion of Rebbe, who says in the Braisa, Bishas kedushin ama yesh le'banim, Bishas misa amar ein le'banim. If when they married, he assured her that he has sons and she will not become bound for Yibim. And on his deathbed, he retracted and claimed that he does not have sons, which would bind her for Yibim. Or, Bishas kedushin amar ein le'achim, Bishas misa amar yesh le'achim. If he assured her that he does not have brothers and she will not become bound for Yibum, and on his deathbed he retracted and claimed that he does have brothers, which would bind her for Yibum. His retraction is not believed. Reb Nosson disagrees and maintains Af Neman Lester, his retraction is believed to cause her to be forbidden to others without Chalitza. However, the Gemara suggests reconciling our Mishnah with Reb Nosson's opinion as follows. Masnitin de loy muhsiglam ba'achi, v'loy muhsiglam ba'bani. Lav kol kamine de asa la akuli alma. Our Mishnah is discussing a scenario where it was always assumed that he did not have sons or brothers, and she was exempt from Yibum. Therefore, even Reb Nosson agrees that he cannot retract and cause her to be forbidden to others. Braisa de muhzig lamba achi vele muhzig lamba bane. The Braisa is discussing a scenario where it was always assumed that he does have brothers and does not have children, and she would be chayv in Yibum. However, we have reason to believe his statement b'shas kedushin that yesh le'banim or ein le'achim, and she would be pater from yibum, because mali le'shaker matzi ama patrona loch begita. He could have assured her that he will give her a get michayim samach lemisa to take effect a moment before his death, which would also exempt her from yibum. Now, when he retracts b'shas misa and says ein le'banim and yesh le'achim, which would cause her to become chayv in yibum, the machlekes is as follows: Rabbi Savar ein enam lesser. Because mali l'shaker ki edim dami va'asu edim akri chazaka, his statement b'shas kedushin, since it carries the same weight as witnesses, completely uproots the original assumption that she's chayiv and firmly establishes that she's pater. His retraction b'shas misa that she's chayiv is not believed because he cannot contradict edim and she therefore remains pater meyibum. However, Reb Nosson savor af nema lesser, because mali l'shaker ki chazaka dami. His statement, B'shas Kedushin, merely carries the weight of an assumption and cannot completely uproot the original assumption that she's chayiv, but merely weakens it enough so that she's pater. Therefore, his retraction, B'shas Misa, that she's chayiv, is believed because it confirms the original chazaka and she therefore becomes chayiv b'yibum again. Zok the Mishnah, HaMekadosh es Bito Stam. If someone accepted Kedushin for one of his daughters but did not specify which one, Ein ha-boigris b'chlal. The adult daughters are certainly not mekudeshes, because the father cannot accept kedushin on their behalf. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah is discussing a case of kishein shem ela gedoyla uketana, where there are only two daughters, one adult and one minor. And shavisi shliach, the adult daughter appointed her father as her agent. Nevertheless, leishavik inish midi de isle hanomine ve'abed midi de lesa le hanomine. The father certainly accepted the kedushin on behalf of the minor daughter, since he keeps the money from this kedushin. Furthermore, even if Amr le kedusha yilach, even if the adult daughter allowed him to keep the money from her kedushin, leishavik inish mitzvah de rami alei ve'abed mitzvah de le rami alei. He would not abandon the obligation to marry off his minor daughter in favor of his older daughter for whom he has no mitzvah. Mishnah continues with the following machlokes. Remeir says, Mishi yesh le shtei kidibanis mishtei nashim, v'amar kidashti es biti hagadoyla. If someone has two pairs of daughters from two wives and says that he accepted kedushin for the older one, however, v'en yedeye im gedoyla shebegdoylis, a gedoyla shebegtanis, a gedoyla shebegdoylis, she gedoyla min agedoyla shebegtanis, he did not specify whether he refers to the oldest daughter, or the older of the younger set, or even the younger of the older set who is older than the younger pair. Kulan asurais chutz min aktanis shebiktanis divrei meir. The three older ones are all suffik mekudashes, because as the Gemara explains, ki even the ikazutrimina lahach gedoyla karla. Since there is a younger sibling, he would refer to them all as older, because their meir holds mochas inish nafshalis veika. A person would use an ambiguous expression for any of its possible meanings. However, the youngest daughter is permitted because he would certainly not refer to her as older. Rabbi Yisi Omer, Kula Mataris, Chutz min HaGadolah Shebegdolis. The three younger ones are all permitted because we are certain that he was referring only to the very oldest, because Rabbi Yisi holds Loi Mochas Inish L'Sveika. Although he uses an ambiguous expression, his intent is only for its most straightforward meaning, in this case, the oldest sibling. The Mishnah continues with the reverse case. Kedashti es biti haketana, ve'en yedeye im ketana shebektanis, o ketana shebegdoilis, o gedoyla min haketanis, she ketana min haketana shebegdoilis. If he accepted kedushin for the younger one, he might have been referring to the youngest daughter, or to the younger of the older set, or even to the older of the younger set who is younger than the older set. Therefore, kula nasuris chutz min hagdeilis shebegdoilis divrei meir. The three younger ones are all forbidden to marry, because although it is not complimentary, he would refer to them all as younger, except for the very oldest, to whom he would certainly not refer to as the younger one. Rabbi Yisi Omer Kulam Mutaris, Chutz min Haketanis Shebektanis, the three older ones are all permitted, because we are certain that he was referring only to the very youngest.